You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On your body.
When we're applying pressure on points on the body, we actually are engaging in the aspect of the nervous system that brings us down into a state of calm and relaxation.
The technique is called acupressure, which is an offshoot of acupuncture but doesn't involve needles. Instead, you use your fingertips to apply pressure to the same points targeted through acupuncture, in this case to trigger relaxation. Starkey says the points she likes to focus on for stress are the forehead, between the eyebrows, and the center of the breastbone. She recommends applying pressure to these areas for about 3 minutes each when you feel a heightened level of stress and anxiety, even while sitting at your desk.
Acupressure can be applied at any time of the day, as many times as you need throughout the day. It's very safe, it's effective, and it doesn't cost a thing to do.
Former President Jimmy Carter isn't letting his recent cancer diagnosis stop him from teaching Sunday school. Carter taught two Bible classes yesterday. At the Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, he spoke to about 300 people about the theme of love before he headed to a local school to teach a second class. Thursday, Carter spoke for the first time publicly about his melanoma and revealed that it has spread to his brain. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, you're at 62 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of precipitation. That's a bit of a change from what I was forecasting or reporting the forecast on Friday. Today is Monday. It's August 24th, 2014. Sunshine and clouds mixed today. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. The high will be 88, winds south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, scattered thunderstorms developing after midnight, a low of 65, winds light and variable chance of rain 40%, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow, stray shower, thunderstorm possible, a high of 85, winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, mainly sunny, 83, sunny along with a few clouds and 81 on Thursday. Friday will be sunny skies, 83, and sunny on Saturday along with a few clouds, 88. Still not a bad forecast for August, the last week of August. Incredible. Today is the temperatures right now in the area. 64 in Tewksbury, 61 in Lebanon, 63 in Raritan, 61 in Ringos, 64 in Lambertville, 60 in Frenchtown, and 65 in Phillipsburg. Obviously, low humidity last night. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Thank you.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from our Chamber of Commerce offices in Leamington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, of the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and County. Classical guest, Mason Williams. It's his birthday today. One of the many celebrity birthdays we'll be talking about in just a few minutes. First things first, though, classical gas comes with automobiles, and the first thing we got to talk about is traffic. Let's find out what's going on our Hunter County roads from HERTTMA.com. Checking my email from HERT, which I had registered with, and right now I don't have anything. It's all quiet out there. No incidents, no alerts, no construction, nothing at the moment. So I'll certainly pass along anything that I get. But right now, everything's good. You can get local traffic reports for local roads and Route 78, all that, from HERTTMA.com, either registering for your email or you can follow them on Twitter. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunchimber Radio Traffic. So what is on Hunchimber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10, and we have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30, and we're going to spend a little time talking with Michelle because we had a precipitous drop in the markets Friday. 531 points, and the email I just got not too long ago tells me that we are in for a pretty interesting ride for the next time for today. Right now, the futures about an hour ago were down 600. And so we're going to talk to Michelle about all this, and I'm going to also have brought up some technical charts, so we'll try and figure out where all this is headed at 8:30 for about 10 or 15 minutes. After that, we talk to Al Ward. Al Ward he's an independent columnist with the Hunterdon County Chamber, the Hunterdon Democrat, and he highlights local businesses. So we'll talk with business with Al from 8:45 or 8:43 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, I'm doing a best of Good Morning Hunterdon, a little bit of culture shock because it's one of my...
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
We all suffer from stress. But the good news is that stress relief is right at your fingertips. Jamie Starkey with the Cleveland Clinic says your fingers can work wonders on stress by simply pressing very specific points on your body.
When we're applying pressure on points on the body, we actually are engaging in the aspect of the nervous system that brings us down into a state of calm and relaxation.
The technique is called acupressure, which is an offshoot of acupuncture but doesn't involve needles. Instead, you use your fingertips to apply pressure to the same points targeted through acupuncture, in this case to trigger relaxation. Starkey says the points she likes to focus on for stress are the forehead, between the eyebrows, and the center of the breastbone. She recommends applying pressure to these areas for about 3 minutes each when you feel a heightened level of stress and anxiety, even while sitting at your desk.
Acupressure can be applied at any time of the day, as many times as you need throughout the day. It's very safe, it's effective, and it doesn't cost a thing to do.
Former President Jimmy Carter isn't letting his recent cancer diagnosis stop him from teaching Sunday school. Carter taught two Bible classes yesterday. At the Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, he spoke to about 300 people about the theme of love before he headed to a local school to teach a second class. Thursday, Carter spoke for the first time publicly about his melanoma and revealed that it has spread to his brain. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Time is 8:06. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington, you're at 62 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of precipitation. That's a bit of a change from what I was forecasting or reporting the forecast on Friday. Today is Monday. It's August 24th, 2014. Sunshine and clouds mixed today. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. The high will be 88, wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, scattered thunderstorms developing after midnight, a low of 65, winds light and variable chance of rain 40%, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow, stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 85, winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, mainly sunny, 83, sunny along with a few clouds and 81 on Thursday. Friday will be sunny skies, 83, and sunny on Saturday along with a few clouds, 88. Still not a bad forecast for August, the last week of August. Incredible. Today is the temperatures right now in the area. 64 in Tewksbury, 61 in Lebanon, 63 in Raritan, 61 in Ringgos, 64 in Lambertville, 60 in Frenchtown, and 65 in Phillipsburg. Obviously, low humidity last night. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather. Morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from our Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, of the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. Classical guest, Mason Williams. It's his birthday today. One of the many celebrity birthdays we'll be talking about in just a few minutes. First things first, though, classical gas comes with automobiles, and the first thing we got to talk about is traffic. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads from HERTTMA.com. Checking my email from HERT, which I had registered with, and right now I don't have anything. It's all quiet out there. No incidents, no alerts, no construction, nothing at the moment. So I'll certainly pass along anything that I get. But right now, everything's good. You can get local traffic reports for local roads and Route 78, all that, from HERTTMA.com, either registering for your email or you can follow them on Twitter. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10, and we have Michelle Heide on at 8:30, and we're going to spend a little time talking with Michelle because we had a precipitous drop in the markets Friday. 531 points, and the email I just got not too long ago tells me that we are in for a pretty interesting ride for the next time for today. Right now, the futures about an hour ago were down 600. And so we're going to talk to Michelle about all this, and I'm going to also have brought up some technical charts, so we'll try and figure out where all this is headed at 8:30 for about 10 or 15 minutes. After that, we talk to Al Ward. Al Ward he's an independent columnist with the Hunterdon County Chamber, the Hunterdon Democrat, and he highlights local businesses. So we'll talk with Business with Al from 8:45 or 8:43 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, I'm doing a best of Good Morning Hunterdon, a little bit of culture shock because it's one of my best shows that I ever did from a fan base. Brian Lauber, who runs Hunterdon County Weather on Facebook, I had over 2,000 people listening to my show on that particular day back in February of 2014, and figured I would bring that one back on. And it's an interesting contrast from a year and a half ago when you're talking to Brian in February, right before a storm on a Friday, before a weekend storm, and learned all about Brian and how he got into weather forecasting. So interesting contrast when you're talking about August and we're talking about a snowstorm there. But lots of great things to talk about and learn about Brian and how he got into forecasting weather. So. And what a great job he does on Facebook. So that's the best of Good Morning Hunterdon, which will be from 9 to 10 today. At 10 o'clock, we have the Rotary Hour. That's Megan Jones-Holt, but Joe Steiner, I believe, will be in covering that. He has guests that he talks to talking about community support and being a Rotarian. Chef Bill's Table's on from 11 to 12. Bill Kinslow is the executive chef of Jake's. He also teaches a class, probably getting ready to put that together at Polytech. So he teaches a class over there at Hunterdon County Polytech about being a restaurateur. And during the second half of the year, Bill puts together the Connections Cafe, I believe it's called, where they do a different meal every week. And they teach the kids, these students, how to run a restaurant. And apparently they put on a pretty good spread. So Bill brings all that to you from 11 to 12 on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Sue Langsopanora comes in from ShopRite. She talks about all the healthy foods in the aisles at ShopRite and tells you how to cook them. So it's a two-for-one. You get great foods, you're healthy, and you eat better. Mental Health Matters with Larry Cartwright is on from 2 to 3, an award-winning show talking about how to help people gain support for mental illness and brain injuries. Larry continues, and the Hunter Medical Center on the Air comes on from 3 to 4, and Larry and Chris Phelan host that and talk about the people, places, and programs that are going on at the Hunter Medical Center today. This Hunter Medical Center becomes a leader in the medical profession. Georgine Trinkle's on from 4 to 5, and she talks about the current topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon. And finally, our anchor leg, it's Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown comes on, and she's talking to an individual across the pond. She is going to have somebody either Skyping in or phoning in from the United Kingdom. And that particular individual is Terry Shanks from the United Kingdom. And don't know exactly what they're going to be talking about, except there seems to be a llama or an alpaca in the background of this photo. So don't know exactly what their conversation's going to be about, but I'm sure it'll be interesting, because Ruth Ann Brown is one of the most interesting people I've ever met. So you listen to all that on HunterChamber.com. It's all there on the HunterChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. Hang on. We'll be right back.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion. This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunter Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Brian Adams. He'll help me with BrianAlex.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Finishing up August. A week from now, we'll be talking about September. And that means everybody's going to be in school. Let's see what's going on. National Return to Work Week. Yep. Finishing up vacation. Kids are getting back to school. Got to do back to school supplies. National Safe at Home Week. Started on the 23rd. It's Be Kind to Humankind Week tomorrow. And National Chuck Wagon Races is the 28th. We're also finishing up Minority Enterprise Development Week. And let's see what's for today. It is Pluto Demoted Day. Pluto became a dwarf planet a couple of years ago, and quite honestly, I think it's been moved back to being a regular planet, so nobody can figure out where Pluto stands. It's Vesuvius Day. It's Wayzgoose Day. It's spelled Wayzgoose. William Wilberforce Day. National Waffle Iron Day. And Knife Day. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrianAlex.com and Brian Adams. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at Advanced Media for NJ.com and Andrea Malik is the author of this article from the 21st, says, the Yankees honor special cheerleaders in pregame ceremony. I saw this article, and I tell you, just your heart just melts, because I've had these people on my show a couple years ago. It's the Hunterdon Huskies. And we've talked about it just recently, how they did an event down in Disneyland, I believe, and were very successful in numerous contests in the area. And Debbie House answered the phone in mid-July, and she was a bit confused by who was calling, and it was the New York Yankees. Her Hunterdon Huskies contender team, made up of 10 special needs girls, were just selected to be honored at the stadium for Yankees Hope Week, and she said, I couldn't believe it. I nearly dropped the phone. And to be honest with you, Debbie, I would do the same. The Yankees, what? As a New York Yankee, was the response from Susan Lavinia, cheer coordinator for the Hunterdon Huskies, after House told her about the call. I'm so happy for them and honored that it arose to somebody's radar to nominate them, Lavinia said. They came to see what was special in them and give them what opportunity to have the spotlight and have that attention for a day, and they deserve it. The idea to form the contender cheer team started in 2011 after House had been watching a simulcast of a national cheerleading competition. In between performances, she noticed groups of special needs kids cheering, and House emailed Lavinia, and according to House, Lavinia responded within 35 seconds. The result was taking the contender cheer program to Hunterdon Huskies home games at Union Forge Park in Highbridge. And House believes being involved in the team teaches important lessons. She wants to be a good example for her daughter as well as a good example for the kids on the team. As teenage girls, it gives them the inclusion of the social aspect of what sports brings, said House, a resident of Clinton Township. It teaches them how to work with other girls and get along with other women, and those are life skills that will serve them for years. In addition to herself, volunteer junior coaches help out, including her daughter Carly, Michaela Jenkins, Angie Slusser, Caroline Zentmeyer, and all North Hunterdon High School students inspired by House to do meaningful work for the contenders and their community. Yankee players Andrew Miller, Chris Capuano, John Ryan Murphy, Chasen Shreve, and Michael Pineda along with WWE wrestling stars Titus O'Neil and Darren Young, surprised House and her girls at a luncheon at Jawanio in New York. Jawanio is a facility that provides services to individuals with developmental disabilities, behavioral health challenges, and chronic medical conditions. After some time meeting one another, the girls taught the players and wrestling stars a cheer. It was the highlight of the evening and the event to see these big athletes shaking pom-poms with these group of girls. And Debbie's idea is a very unique one, and it's really taking off with these girls. Love it, says Miller. You know it takes a special person to come up with something like that. It really is something else. And at Yankee Stadium, the contenders got to watch batting practice, and shortly before the time, the cheer team was honored in a pregame ceremony behind home plate, which included a video highlighting the group on the massive center field screen. The girls and coaches held a Hunterdon Huskies banner, which the Yankees broke through as they were announced and entered the field for game time. Hopefully, what we can do is show other people in the community that this is not a difficult thing to start. Anyone can do it, House said. It's not a magic potion. I'm not some star cheerleader. I'm just a mom from New Jersey who showed up. The Yankees should be tremendously commended for making the effort to highlight this, to show people what this is all about. And having Ms. House and Ms. Lavigne on my show a year or so ago was quite an experience. And perhaps that'll be a new, very soon to be another best of Good Morning Hunter, and I'll bring that one back as well. But it's a fabulous story, and congratulations to all of them. And man, everybody understands how it is to get along in the world of social interaction, and the Yankees and the Hunterdon Huskies contender team just proved it. That's why all that is vitamin C for today. Time for celebrity birthdays. Let's see whose birthday is today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh,
this is your birthday. Just go with it. Griffin Gluck is 15 today. The Karate Kid, I believe the new one, Wen-Wen Han, is 20. Actress in The Only Way is Essex, Lucy Mecklenburg, is 24. Harry Potter films, Rupert Grint, is 27. Street Kings, Martha Higuerita, is 32. Sorry about that, Martha. One Tree Hill, Chad Mitchell Murray, is 34. Where the Truth Lies, Sonia Bennett, is 35. From Triangle, Rachel Carpani, is 35. The Mighty Ducks, J.D. Daniels, is 35. Montgomery, Mital Doan, is 36. From Leverage, Beth Riesgraf, is 37. Hawaii 5-0, Alex O'Loughlin, is 39. Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, James Darcy, is 40. American History 10, Jennifer Lean, is 41. Block Party, David Chappelle, is 42 today. The Never Ending Story, Barrett Oliver, is 42. CSI New York, Carmen Ginvanazzo is 42. Bored to Death, Amy Spranger is 44. NBC Newsman, David Gregory is 45. Rush, P. Farnesco Favino is 46. Children of Lesser God, Marley Matlin is 50. Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, David Kochner is 53. TV show host of The Late Late Show, Craig Kilborn, is 53 today. Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows, Jared Harris, is 54. Carl Ripken Jr., The Iron Man, is 55 today. Police Academy movies, Steve Guttenberg, 57 as well. V for Vendetta, Stephen Fry, is 58. Warrior and Transformers, Kevin Dunn, is 59. Murphy Brown, Joe Rigoberto, is 66. Patriot Games, Ann Archer, 68. Former Uriah Heep keyboardist and songwriter, Ken Hensley, is 70. Sandpipers singer, Jim Brady, 71. Mona Lisa singer, Carl Mann, is 73. classical gas composer and guitarist, Mason Williams, 77 today, the voice of R2-D2. Kenny Baker is 81. And the Prestige Transformers, William Morgan Shepherd, is 83 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get a birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get Michelle Heide on as quickly as possible to talk about the markets. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Antes de morir me quiero echar los tarsos del alma. De un verde claro y de un jardín encendido.
All right, I passed the news today because I told Michelle Heide she is the news. So good morning, Michelle. How are you? Nope, I don't think I got you. Hang on a minute. Are you there? Nope. Try it again.
Okay.
All right, we're better.
All right.
Okay, so.
I am the news. Oh my gosh, the spotlight is on me.
That's
oh boy.
Right.
No.
531 points on Friday, and I got a message about 8 o'clock that the futures are down 600. So, where are we?
All right. Yes, where to begin? I don't think that I necessarily have to do a recap about Friday because even those folks that normally don't pay attention to the market have been paying attention to the market based on all the media coverage that the markets have been getting. You know, when CNBC runs a special report on Sunday night, markets in turmoil, and then you listen to Bloomberg and they're asking their polling folks, is this a correction or carnage? And all of these words are coming back out of the dictionaries.
Right
now, the Dow futures, they had been off as much as 700 points. We're now off about 608 points. The S&P futures down about 65. NASDAQ down a little over 200 points.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what's been happening is taking a look at the globe, we had the Shanghai basically having their largest one-day percentage fall since 2007. That index was down about 8.5%. And essentially what happened, or sort of what didn't happen, was folks were expecting China to perhaps do something.
Yep.
And they didn't necessarily do much of anything. They allowed the pension funds to start doing some stock purchases on one of the indices that they didn't used to have access to, thinking that, oh, maybe that will help things a little bit, but it really didn't.
Right.
So now, of course, there's speculation that, people may want to not necessarily panic today, because it's possible that if China does make some sort of an announcement tonight, that it could be positive for the global markets. But obviously right now, the key issues that are driving the markets, other than panic, are China, oil, political instability going around the globe, and the fact that the futures actually have now built in the Fed rate hike coming as early as September. Also, again, speculation now, gee, maybe based on what's happening globally, maybe they'll change it to January 2016. And as you and I have talked about before, sometimes it's better to just rip a Band-Aid off let things fall into place and move from there, rather than saying, well, right. You know, because if we look at where we were this time last year, we're like, okay, you know, more than likely at the beginning of 2015, maybe middle of 2015, we'll see the first Fed hike. You know, that hasn't happened, so sometimes it just needs to take place. And so part of that is somewhat, from what we're seeing, somewhat built into the futures this morning as well. You know, again, going back to, you know, the panic. Again, the markets are getting tons and tons of media coverage. And I'm not saying, oh, don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. However, when volatility like this kicks in, there's always opportunity. You know, volatility creates opportunity. You don't want to fall into the panic mode of, oh my gosh, the sky is falling, I have to get out, you know. Although sometimes, again, depending upon what your objectives are, what your time frame is, how you have things invested, you know, making some minor adjustments to take advantage of the volatility. You know, now might be a good time to do some tax losses for 2015 if there are holdings that you have that you might have been wanting to do something with anyway,
right.
And then redirecting those shares. You know, the thing you always want to look out for is, you know, if for whatever reason you just feel like you have to move it into cash, which again, I'm not a big proponent of, rarely ever. The difficult part is, because again, we've all seen the charts, if you miss out on even a couple of the day's most positive returns, it can greatly affect your performance over the long term.
Right.
So missing the bad days, but missing the good days obviously can affect performance. So, you know, obviously today is just going to be one of those days that, is it going to be hard from a psychological perspective? Of course it is. But we've been through days like this before, and, you know, things will get better. It's just, we don't know how long this is going to last. None of us has a crystal ball. And there's not a lot of guidance out there right now, which again is another one of those uncertainties. A lot of the companies that usually are giving guidance in terms of what to expect for 2016 haven't really been saying too much. Again, we're pretty much at the tail end of earnings season. And, you know, overall, things were not too bad. You know, they weren't spectacular, but they weren't terrible. And again, we all know that earnings are what drive the market. So, basically, in a nutshell, like I said, I'm not saying don't pay attention, but try not to get caught up in a lot of the media, the sell-off, the plunging, the, you know, China Black Monday. You know, as we've talked about, media is designed to sell advertising, and obviously everybody is tuning in today.
That's right. Big advertising day.
Exactly. The advertisers are loving what's going on in the markets right now. But just for folks that are investing, and again, I'm hoping that those that are listening, those that are invested, do not need to be accessing their money short term, because if so, then you really shouldn't have been investing in the stock market. Just keep in mind, you haven't lost your shares. Your share price obviously has been fluctuating, but you still have your shares. Right. And when things turn around, they always do. We just don't know when. You'll still have your shares, and you'll still be in it.
Well, as you know, I am a chart person. So
exactly.
When I heard, saw what was going on Friday and came this morning and started to put together my conversation with you, I went out and looked at the charts, and I love this because it's getting beyond coincidence now. So the S&P Friday stopped exactly on the line that was December 14th, 2014.
Okay.
So Friday we dropped down to that level, and I guess everybody felt that was the floor for that particular day. And so that's where everything ended. Now, I said to myself, without knowing what the futures were going to do today, are we bouncing from that or are we breaking through? And obviously, right now, we're breaking through and going lower. So when you use that as a monitor, unfortunately or fortunately, the next leg down happened in October of 2014. And that was, the S&P was at 1820, which is 150 points from where we are right now. And so that would be another 10%.
Right.
And there's nothing. I could look further out, further in the past, and see if there's something mm-hmm. else, but that was the last capitulation point that we experienced.
Right.
So there you have it. And with 600 points down from the Dow, I don't know what that brings, that translates into the S&P, probably about 3%. So we're looking about 60 to 70 points today of right. that 150. Right. So we're right. almost halfway there in mm-hmm. in one day on the futures right now. So right. it's plausible right. that we could be going all the way down to 1820 before we bounce
Absolutely.
Back.
Right.
So
right.
that's, you know, yeah. so are we going to break through that? Well, news will have to support that, but that's, at some point we're going to have the, you'll hear everybody talking on the SCNBCs and everything, that we're going to have to test that, like it or not.
Right. Exactly. So. Exactly. And again, you know, no one likes waking up. And again, but earlier this morning when I was first up, the futures were down, but they weren't, you know. And then when I got back from my little exercise, I kind of was like, hey, what happened here? You know, no one likes to see these big triple-digit down days on the Dow, but sometimes, you know, sometimes having lots of pain in a very short period of time is better than extending pain.
Yeah.
For a lot longer.
Yeah.
Not that, again, pain is never fun.
Yep.
But,
well,
know,
we've been waiting for this.
We've been waiting for this. We knew it was coming. We just didn't know when it was going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, Joe and I were chatting on Friday. It's like sometimes it's from our perspective, yay, finally a sigh of relief. Like, okay, it's happened.
Yeah.
Now where do we go from here?
Right.
You know.
Joe was always talked about what? We had 57 ebbs where went down to a certain level and then bounced back up. And
right.
And it took, I don't know how many years he kept talking about it. And now we finally broke
yeah.
through. And this is the inflection point that everybody's been waiting for. The pressure has been on. So here it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
So watch that level. And then it's at that point that you need to start making a decision.
Right.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up with you is the VIX. The VIX Friday was, or prior to Friday, I think the highest level was 20. So Friday we got to 28. And
right.
20 has been in the past the typical, above it is volatility, below it was actually stability. So we're finally in a volatile market now. And it's mm-hmm. not until this gets cleared up that you'll see the VIX drop and go below that 20 line again. And that'll tell you when we finally have had enough.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, like you said, it's not going to be fun, but I try to bring those numbers into play to let people mm-hmm. know what they can expect and when they can
Absolutely.
Start to gain some relative perspective as to how this is going to end. So, we'll see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sharing those numbers is always good because,
yep.
again, Joe and I follow fundamental and technical, but you're much closer to the technical side, so it's always good to bring the charts and everything in because
yep.
I think, as you mentioned, it's good for our listeners to get that broad perspective and, again, help set the expectations.
Yep.
Because that's one thing you and I have been talking about since post-financial crisis, the uncertainty, uncertainty, uncertainty. Well, now we know what the issues are.
Yep.
And now we just need to go from here. So.
Okay. All right, Michelle.
All right.
We'll see what happens, but buckle up, and we'll talk with you
Absolutely.
Again tomorrow.
Buckle up. We'll have another interesting conversation tomorrow morning.
Very good. Have a great day.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, the Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Joe, Michelle, Tony, and Jeannie will be on tomorrow, and I'm sure this whole conversation will continue on Some Things About Money at 11 o'clock. And Michelle helped me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonchamberradio.com. Let's take a quick break, and we'll see if we can get Mr. Al War on the line. We'll talk with him and find out what's going on with our businesses in the area.
Mona Lisa, man, I'll name you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile.
Is it only, or is it lonely, you have a name you? For that border leaves a strangeness in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this a way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real?
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal biz environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 golf classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
All right, we finished up with Michelle Hai and the bad news. Now I got the good news. I got Mr. Al War on the line. We talk business with Al every Monday. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm fine, thanks, except I was watching the futures for the New York Stock Exchange. It was down 700 points there earlier.
Uh-oh. You're going to get in the investment update with Michelle soon. You keep it up. Yeah, we're just chatting about it. It's not pleasant, and I was just talking to her about the expect this to go. There was a low back in October, and that's we're gonna get down to there before this is over. So,
oh, I think so. Yeah.
Do you do a lot of investing, or you just watch from afar?
No, I follow the market religiously. But okay. I don't do investing anymore.
Okay.
None.
Good for you. And today, that's
avoid that crazy house. Yeah,
today, that's a great idea right now. But there's a lot of people that are sitting on pins and needles right now, and we were trying to talk them off the ledge. So hopefully, we did that.
Yeah, my main interest is how it affects the U.S. economy in general.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And of course, that depends a large part on small business, which is where my interest is.
Sure. All right, so who did we talk about last week, or who did you...
Well, a lot of interesting things are happening with artists in the art world, and mm-hmm. I concentrated on that. I spoke with Ilya Barger. Ilya is a muralist. She paints murals, both small and medium and large. Some of her works have been 150 feet long.
Wow.
When you talk about large, that's large.
Yeah.
But you know, she also does other things. She's painted murals in, I don't know, in Trenton and Princeton and Brooklyn, all over, as well as locally.
Mm-hmm.
And right now she is hard at work restoring the wall paintings at the Stockton Inn.
Okay. Yes, I did see an article on this, yeah.
Yeah, she's heavily involved in that, and it's a long-term proposition, or weeks-long
mm-hmm.
proposition, to remove the dust and the grime from the murals at Stockton Inn. These have an interesting history. The Stockton Inn, of course, has been around since 1710. But during the 1920s, Joe Colligan owned the place, and it was known as the Colligan Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought in artists to paint murals, local life, including life in Stockton, in Lambertville, New Hope, Flemington, the area. And these murals are still there, but they had deteriorated. She told me that, Ilya told me that she had to remove years of smoke and grime, and
yeah.
and shellac has deteriorated that covered the originals were done in oil on plaster
mm-hmm.
walls. So
she can't remove them. They're on the walls.
They're on the walls.
Yeah.
You have to work right where you are, where
yeah.
they are. And that presents some problems in itself, but her expertise is to restore them back to the original condition.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that sometimes the deterioration of the shellac has caused the blue sky to turn green, and all kinds of things have
mm-hmm.
happened over the years. And she's removing that tediously. And getting the blue sky black back where it was. The artist that did the original, there was several of them, and one of them had done the original illustrations for Zane Grey and Rudyard Kipling works, did the original Bambi
mm-hmm.
drawings and so forth. So these were well-known artists and illustrators who did the works on the wall. But then there was a period when Dorothy Parker and her crew were there
mm-hmm.
and smoking and drinking and having a good time, I suppose, and talking all kinds of art talk and political
sure,
talk
sure.
and so forth. And the smoke from them.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On the value, value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Search and rescue operations are set to resume in East